All right, back with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore, along with Winthrop High School football coach John Cadigan. Coach, somebody threw something into the spokes of the wheels last weekend because that was, from a fan's point of view, an incredible game. Danvers coming in, you guys had the lead late in the game, 6-0, and then Danvers pulled it out 7-6, and as we talked before this this recording, you're not over that yet, so I appreciate that. Tell me a little bit about that game, because it had to have been a great game considering the conditions.
You know, first off, thanks for having me back, Rick. You know, it was probably one of those old-school games where both teams were really you know, focused at least in the first half on the ground game. There's a couple of big pass plays here and there, but for the most part, both teams stuck to the ground. You know, I think in between the 20s, from 20 to 20, both teams moved the ball pretty good at times. But it was really kind of the red zone, which, you know, made the difference in the end. You know, this is probably our third week in a row, and we've put up some points in these last couple of weeks. Not last week with standing, but, you know, this is probably the third week in a row that we struggled down in the red zone. You know, hats off to Coach Nolan and his staff. They did a very good job, defensively against us, and really tried to take away some of the things that we do and slow us down a little bit. You know, and like I said, in close games like that, it's execution in certain moments and certain spots of the field, and certainly the red zone, we've kind of struggled the last couple of weeks, so hopefully we can get that, you know, rectified this week.
John, that red zone thing is across the conference, and it's across the Capan League, and even St. John's Prep. They get down inside, and they can't score, but they can score from further out. And I don't know if that's a trend or what you attribute that to, but certainly, the conditions on last weekend with you guys, I mean, that was a brutal night for weather.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the weather, and I say this all the time, the weather is the same for both teams, you know. We don't throw the ball a whole lot, and Danvers doesn't necessarily throw the ball a whole lot, so it wasn't like, you know, Swampscott and Marblehead, where you get two spread teams. You know, you had two teams that, if you could handle conditions like that, you probably had two teams that were well suited for it, I guess. Mm-hmm. You know, one thing, and especially in the fall too, that's been slightly different, is the wind. You know, it's usually windy in Winthrop, but I mean, there's not a practice day that goes by that, you know, we're on the game field and mm-hmm. I'm whipping wind wise, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's probably the biggest adjustment fall two wise, weather wise, is the wind, because that's been a constant for us.
Yeah, I know the two windy, really windiest fields are Gloucester and Winthrop, both right on the water there, and you no doubt about that. But Coach, all in all, my goodness, what a fabulous season you've had. And looking at the film, I'm sure there are a lot of good things you saw from your kids.
Yeah, I mean, you know, in using the Danvers game in particular, you know, we had, in the second quarter, we had an 18-play drive.
Oh, my.
Actually, yeah, we stopped them. They were inside the red zone, and we stopped them. And usually when you get a stop inside the red zone, really what you need to do is get a first down to kind of at least flip field position.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we went on an 18-play drive, and then you kind of get inside the 5-yard line, you have a couple of penalties here, and, you know, and it's tough, that we couldn't capitalize on something like that. But, you know, like I said, an 18-play drive, in high school football is certainly a rarity. We obviously would have liked to have capped it off with some points.
Yeah, and you got to put that one in the rearview mirror. You know, I'm looking at your stats, Coach. Excuse me. You know, you're still unbeaten in the conference, and in five games, 33 points allowed. I mean, man, that's good defense.
Yeah, you know, we've played pretty solid defense this year. You know, I laugh and I joke around about it with my coaches, but I was defensive coordinator for, you know, the past, I don't know, like 13 seasons. And the first season I give it up. Now we're only giving up like 36 whole seasons. So, you know,
yeah.
I guess I was probably the issue there.
No, okay.
No, but we, you know, we're, there's, and this is kind of what I like to build defenses around is it's not just one guy. It's really a collection of the parts. You know, we don't have one kid that's making 10 tackles a game, but we have three or four kids that are making four or five tackles a game.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm impressed with, you know, just how quickly, because we've actually, we played a different defense this year than we have in the years past. We moved to a 4-3 to kind of fit our personnel this year. And, you know, with not having the summertime and not having the normal, you know, practice time and camp and scrimmages, I was concerned with how we would kind of pick it up, you know, and, obviously we've done a pretty good job of just kind of staying in the system and keeping it as basic as we can for our guys to just, you know, go out and play fast. And that's kind of the name of the game on defense. If you can play fast, you know, you got a chance to, keep people out of the end zone.
Well, I know, I remember when the Patriots had Vince Wilfork there and he didn't get the numbers, but they said, you know, it was because, what he was doing was helping everybody else, and it's a team effort. And we have the 4-3, who has more responsibility? Is it the front line or is it the linebackers? Or is it just equally distributed?
You know, it depends. I mean, it's a great question, Rick, to be honest with you. You know, in a 4-3 defense, you know, you have four down guys, and really those guys are kind of protecting your linebackers.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you have, you know, I was the linebacker coach. I played linebacker. I still am the linebacker coach, so I have a little affinity for linebacker play. But, you know, we put a lot of pressure on our middle linebacker, you know,
mm-hmm.
in the sense that, you know, he's got to go sideline to sideline. He's obviously going to make the calls signal wise, get in all of our checks and calls and so on and so forth. And our guy in the middle this year is actually, he's a junior. He played a little bit as a sophomore spot, but,
I'm losing you, coach. Hello? Oh man, hello. Okay, let me pause this. I'll get back to you. Bang. All right, there we go. All right, Coach, before we lost the signal there, we were talking about your linebackers, and in particular your middle linebacker, who you said, I believe, is a junior?
Yes. So Ian Harris was thrust into the role as our middle linebacker this year. Played a little bit as a sophomore. Now, obviously, is a junior and really is the quarterback of the defense. You know, he's been just playing at an all-star level for us in the middle. And it helps too that he's flanked by two seniors that are playing at both of the outside spots, Stevie Perullo and Bobby Hubert. You know, it's a linebacking group that can run, and anytime you have linebackers that can run, it certainly helps your defense overall team speed. So, been very happy with those guys.
Well, you know, and the thing is, as I said, so many good things to look at despite that, that bitter pill you had to swallow last week. And coach, with, you know, with this being the final week of this, fall two, which has been, I think, exceptional across the entire North Shore. Congratulations to all you coaches and kids who have participated on such a high level. What's the focus for you? I know we got Masco. We'll talk about Masco in a second here. But what's the focus, especially with your seniors?
You know, our seniors, and we've kind of talked about it before, but when you know, we've had about six seniors that have really been playing varsity football since they were freshmen, whether they were starters or, you know, played a whole lot, you know, as freshmen. And I just look at, you know, that was my first year that I took over,
mm-hmm.
and kind of the process of trying to build something. And, you know, their first year they were 2-9, so they kind of took their lumps. Second year, 5-6. Third year, 4-7. And now fourth year they were able to, you know, win a piece of the conference championship and you know, have a successful season. So I'm really proud of the fact that they kind of stood with the coaching staff in terms of, you know, accepting the coaching and believing in the process and believing that we were building something to get it to, you know, the point where we are this year, obviously. You know, there is still one thing out there for us. You know, the last 4 years on Thanksgiving, we've lost our last game. you know, obviously we're not playing Revere this year, but we're playing Masco, but that's been kind of the big preaching point this week is, you know, we haven't won our last football game in a while. And, you know, that's certainly something that we're trying to accomplish this week.
Yeah, well, I miss Revere. We talked to Coach Ciccatelli earlier this week, but you guys have Masco coming in, and they're sort of an enigma. You know, they've had some adversity, as it were. You know, they're a tough team. They're a big team. And you guys, is this a home game for Winthrop?
Yeah, so this is a home game, 12 o'clock at Miller Field on Saturday.
Okay, it's a Saturday game. And, yeah. You know, at Winthrop, Miller Field is it's a place that's dreaded by all teams who come in to visit. And the final game of this spring season, or fall two, if you will. And Coach, how do you view Masco?
You made a pretty good point there. Masco, first thing, you know, I think they're better than what their record, kind of states. I think they're similar to Danvers in terms of they do have size and they do have, you know, they have quite a few good players, you know, solid players.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you look at their schedule, I mean, they've played some really tough teams, obviously. I mean, anytime you play Marblehead twice. You know, so, I mean, they've played tough teams, and like I said, they're a lot like Danvers in a sense, but Danvers played a tough schedule before they got to us. So, you know, I said the same thing to our guys last week about Danvers that I say this week about Masco. You know, they're on the north side. The north is usually has the bigger teams. And that side has been definitely very competitive this year. So, you know, it's certainly going to be a tall task for us and a big challenge, but something we're certainly looking forward to.
Well, I was going to say, finally, looking forward to, I mean, this is, you got a couple of days left here with practice and then the game. And really what's happened in fall two, considering, again, a worldwide pandemic, you guys have had a spectacular season.
Yeah, you know, I really tip my hat to all the coaches on the North Shore and all the football programs on the North Shore in making this whole thing work. You know, you sit there and I've never really watched the news a whole lot. This was the first year that I was watching the news because, you know, the COVID and all that stuff, and then I realized why I don't watch the news. But,
yeah.
You know, it really a tip of a hat to all the ADs and all the coaches and all the programs to, you know, stay the course and try and get as many games as you could, in. You know, obviously for us, having our first game canceled, you're sitting there saying, oh, well, this is how the year's going to be. But, you know, after that, we were pretty fortunate and lucky to have no real hiccups and kind of, you know, just stay the course and play as many games as we could, you know?
Yeah, and I think, again, it's great what you've done. You focused, and it's a day-to-day thing, and when you get out there on the field, it's football, and that's, you know, that's really cool for these kids, and they're going to remember it. And I hope it's a spectacular day and a spectacular game on Saturday. And, Coach, I want to check in with you next week sometime and put a summary on the season, if that's okay.
That's absolutely perfect, Rick. I look forward to it, I thank you for all that you do for high school sports in the North Shore. You know, you do a great job. I know, you know, the kids really get excited about it and listen to it. So, you know, I tip my hat to you guys as well.
Well, you're very kind, but next year we're going to be at Miller Field Broadcasting, I'm sure of that. So I'm looking forward to that too, man, I'll tell you. I can't wait, but we still have a whole week to go and then a summer to go. John, it's been great, man. I wish you well. Stay safe, and we'll talk next week. Good luck this week.
Thank you, Rick.
Thanks, Coach. Take care.
Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That is Winthrop High School football coach John Cadigan.